Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of James, first chapter, verse 12. That's the book of James, first chapter, verse 12. I'm going to read from the King James Version, the NIV Version, and the Amplified Version. Amen. I'll start with King James, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. The NIV says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amplify says, blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God, is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseverance when tempted. Amen. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I want to speak today on the topic, the crown of life. I read three different versions of James 1:12 to better understand what this scripture is really saying. Each version speaks of how blessed we are if we endure and persevere when the trials or tests in our lives come forth. Well, that brings up the first question. What are the trials and tests of life? Everyone has and will go through things in their life that we all consider bad things to help us grow in God. We don't look at these tests or problems as something that will help us in the long haul. This is why the tests are so difficult. Each test or problem in our lives exists for a reason or purpose. They are to help us to overcome our own iniquities. Each one is a test to see if we are willing to change to become closer to God. Amen? Now think about it. If we change from a person we were to a person we should be, then the test or trial would not continue in our lives, right? We would pass the test. Let me give you some examples of some trials. There's a whole lot more. I'm just going to give you a few. Number one, if you're having continuous problems with health, then you should probably change what you eat, how you live, and start working out. If you continue living the same way, your health will not change. In fact, it could get worse.
That's true.
If you change your lifestyle, then your health will improve. Here's another one. If you're having problems with money, then you should properly monitor how you spend your money and create a budget. You also should know the difference between a need and a want.
That's the truth.
If you look back on your life, I'm sure that you could see many examples where you wasted money on things that you did not need to buy. If you change your spending habits and start saving money, it will lead to an end of your money problems. Now, I'm a witness of this. And I'm going to share my personal story just to help others. I'm close to retirement age. And 2 years ago, I really didn't have much retirement savings. I had squandered a lot of money. I'd made enough money to put money aside, but I didn't. And in the 2 years since God convicted me to now, I have not only an IRA, but I have a huge savings account. All because through God, I made a change in how I was doing my money. And now I'm going to reap the benefits of that when I retire. So in order for me to get off that pinwheel, I had to make a change. Let me give you another example of another problem that we all seem to have. Listen to this one. If you're having problems with relationships, perhaps the blame is you and not everybody else, okay? Taking an honest look at oneself might actually reveal a flaw in your personality that triggers the type of people you draw and the type of relationships you get into. If we're being honest.
That's true.
Now, changing you will change that.
Yeah.
You won't have to continue to have bad relationships with the wrong people if you change.
That's true.
Here's another one. I love these. This is just a few. If you're having anger management problems, the anger starts with you.
That's true.
No one can make you angry. I'm going to say that again. No one can make you angry, but they can trigger the anger that is already within you.
That's
right?
Yeah.
And we all know there's a certain nerve that you're touching us that sets us off. Now, if you allow yourself to change in this area, then you will remain calm in areas that used to trigger anger in you.
Oh my God.
So, again, that's example number four, where a simple change could make all the difference in the world. I'm going to give you another one. If you're having problems with every job that you get, then perhaps the problem is that you are not working in the right job to begin with. Many people, including myself at times, have been unhappy at work, and every little issue on a job is magnified because you're unhappy.
That's the truth.
A career change could be the answer if you're willing to make a change. Amen?
Amen.
I got another one. Boy, these are just flowing out of the spirit. This is the sixth one. If you're having a problem with your kids, and I know somebody out there is, then perhaps a change in your parenting skills will resolve the matter. Kids are kids.
Right.
They look to their parents for guidance.
Yeah.
If you're having your own issues, then how can you effectively lead your children?
That's true.
A change in you can change things with your children.
That's
now
true.
I've given you some examples of everyday issues and tests that we encounter. Every example that I gave starts with us.
Yes.
We have to be willing to be changed by God to resolve these issues.
That's true.
The word endure in that scripture means to not give in to hardship. But every time that we decide not to change, we have given in. Think about it. If we don't decide, if we decide not to change, then we're being the definition of an idiot, because we're doing things over and over again, expecting different results, and the results are going to be the same.
That's true.
So I'm going to read this again. The word endure means to not give in to hardship. But every time that we decide not to change, we do give in.
Right.
The scripture states in verse 12 that he that endureth or does not give in during their trials, temptations, and tests will receive the crown of life. The Amplified Version really brings this out. I'm going to read it again. Verse 12. Blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God, is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseverance when tempted. For when he has passed the test and has been approved, he will receive the victor's crown, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Being happy, spiritually prosperous, and favored by God can only happen when we allow God to change us during our test. Okay? That's the only way you can get this crown. The scripture also states that when we have passed the test, meaning that we allow God to change us, then and only then will we receive the crown of life. The last part states that God has promised this crown for those who love him.
Amen.
We show our love for God when we allow God to change our lives and change our old ways. Now I want to address another issue. And I'm going to take my time. Because this particular scripture, James 1:12, has been misunderstood for decades. The crown of life is not for when we die and go to heaven. I'm going to repeat that. The crown of life is not for when we die and go to heaven. It is here. It is now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too deep, but when you leave your body, your mind is in the same state that it was in before you passed away. Mm-hmm. In other words, your problems do not cease to exist just because you died, okay? Mm-hmm. Sure, you do not have bills to pay, etc., but your mind has not been changed. Mm-hmm. And you are still the same person that you were when you were living. Mm-hmm. The crown of life is here and now. Mm-hmm. The crown of life represents us allowing God to transform us, as stated in Romans 12:2. I'll read the Amplified version of that scripture. And it says, and I quote, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually, mm-hmm, by the renewing of your mind, focusing on God's values and ethical attitudes, so that you can prove for yourself what the will of God is and what is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you." Mm-hmm. Being changed by God is his will for us all. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to grow and mature spiritually.
Wow.
As hard as this sounds, it is doable. It's doable. Mm-hmm. The hardest part of this whole equation is admitting that we need to be changed in the first place. That's the hard part.
Right.
Allowing God to change us will help us do a lot of things. Here's what will happen if you allow God to change you. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, as the scripture said, you will mature as a person mentally and spiritually. Hmm. It would allow us to overcome our issues because our mind has been changed. Hmm. We won't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Hmm. Number three, we'll grow closer to God and know what our true purpose in life really is. You have no idea what your purpose is in life unless you have a relationship with God. Number four, allowing God to change us will ease our burdens. Will y'all agree with me on that?
Amen.
Number five, give us peace. It will give us peace that surpasses all understanding of our human mind. There's peace in God. God is the King of Peace. You won't have to worry anymore. Can you imagine not worrying about anything ever again? Ooh-wee. I would love that. Here's another one. It gives us unspeakable joy. Because we don't have the worries of the world. We don't think like we used to think. We're not on that treadmill of life where everything has to be a certain way. No, that's passed away. You see, because when you are close to God and you allow God to change you, then you don't have those thoughts like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. You're different. Any man be in Christ is a good creature. Mm-hmm. How do we allow God to change us? That's the biggest question. Mm-hmm. It's not as hard as you think. Mm-hmm. The first thing we need to do is, well, first thing we should do always, we just need to ask. We don't ask God for that help. We ask him for everything else. How do we allow God to change us? Well, we just have to ask. So I'm going to give you how you ask so that there's no misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. It all happens in prayer. You got to pray. And the first thing you should do is repent for being the way that we are, and then ask God to change us. We first have to admit that, you know what? We're human. We're not perfect beings. Mm-hmm. You know, we have problems over and over again, and we need a change in our lives.
We do.
The second thing we need to do is tell God that we no longer want to be the same way that we are, and give God the authority over our lives and give him free reign over our lives. In other words, we got to submit to God. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't tell, we can repent all we want, but we don't tell God that we don't no longer want to be this way, and we're just going through the motions. You know, you got to be serious with this thing. You got to say, Lord, you know what? I am so sick and tired of having these problems over and over and over again. And it's because of the way I am. I need to change, Lord. Will you help me change? Father, I give you all authority. Please change me. I humble myself to you. I bow before you, Lord. Please. That's how you ask. And then ask him to change him into the very image of what he wants you to be. Not what you want to be, what he wants you to be. And when the tests come, and they will.
Yes, they will.
Because once you ask this, the test is going to come to see if you're serious, okay? Mm-hmm. Once the test come, ask God to help you. Mm-hmm. Period. Ask for his help. Mm-hmm. You're not meant to go through this alone. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Saints, I'm sure you will agree with me that our way isn't working.
That's true.
Our way will never work. It's not meant to work. We're human. If we were that great, we wouldn't have needed Christ to come up and die on the cross. However, Jesus died on the cross to give us a better way of life. We just have to purpose this in our hearts to want to have God change us so we can reap the benefits given by Jesus on the very cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Now, bear in mind, I don't know who you work for. They all got benefit packages, but they can't compare to God's benefit package. Mm-hmm. God has the best benefit package there is. The crown of life is the ultimate gift from God that we can have if we're willing to not give in, you know, endure,
Amen.
And look to God, for he is our refuge and our strength. True? The crown of life represents victory in our lives. Well, we've overcome these things. We can do it here on earth. We don't have to wait till we die. Yeah. It's here and now.
Yeah,
it represents victory in our lives over all issues and problems and is available to us right now, today, if we really want it in our hearts. Oh, my God. Woo. Wouldn't that be something? In closing, gang, I'm gonna say this.
Yes.
God has a crown of life with your name on it. Okay? So the question remains, that remains, is do you want it?
Yes.
Okay? God has a crown of life with your name on it. The question that remains is, do you want it? Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this word and this message. Father, we repent for not even coming to you, Lord, knowing that we're humans and we fall short, Lord. We repent for our falling short, for us trying to figure things out on ourselves, for us daring ourselves, Lord, to say, Lord, we don't need you. We can do this on our own. Father, we're wrong. We need you, Lord. We can't do it on our own. Obviously, we can't do it on our own. We need your help, Lord. We give you today the authority, Lord, to bring about a change in our lives. We lay it down, Father, at your feet. We bow before you humbly, Lord, and say, Lord, I can't do this. We need you to do it, Lord. That's what you're here for.
That's
Father, we thank you for the crown of life, Lord. We thank you that it's a right now thing, just like you're a right now God. We thank you, Lord, that if you change us and when you change us, Lord, we won't have to go through the same problems over and over and over again. We can claim the victory, even as Christ did, claim the victory over everything. Father, through you, all these things are possible. We pray, Father, we beg, Father, that you'll help us to change. Give a willingness in our heart to want to be changed and then change us, Lord. Please. Have us to get through these tests that you give us so that we can be approved by you, Lord. We want your approval, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Almighty Father. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the nations. May it bless those who hear it. May it want them to change, Father. Make them come to you, Father. Make them want to have a relationship with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. For it is not your will that we all continuously go through issues and problems, Lord. You have the victory. We just have to lean on your everlasting arm and just ask for your help. Father, we thank you for this word. I just pray, Lord, that many will hear it. Thank you for using me for your glory, Lord. I'm not worthy. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.